Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing, week 2, the divine and mystical realm, Saturday. Related verses, Matthew 24, 38 through 42. For as they were in those days before the flood, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day in which Noah entered into the ark, and they did not know that judgment was coming until the flood came and took all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. At that time, two men will be in the field. One is taken and one is left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One is taken and one is left. Watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord comes. 2 Thessalonians 3:6 through 15. Now we charge you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from every believer walking disorderly and not according to the things which were handed down to you and which you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not disorderly among you, nor did we eat bread as a gift from anyone, but in labor and hardship we worked night and day, so that we would not be burdensome to any of you, not because we do not have the right, but in order that we may give ourselves to you as a pattern, that you might imitate us. For even when we were with you, we gave you this charge, that if anyone does not want to work, neither should he eat. For we hear of some walking among you disorderly, doing no work at all, but being busybodies. Now such ones we charge and exhort in the Lord Jesus Christ to work with quietness and eat their own bread. But you, brothers, do not lose heart in doing good. And if anyone does not obey our word through this letter, mark this one so as not to mingle with him in order that he may be ashamed. Yet do not regard him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Related reading. While the worldly people are befuddled by the material things with no sense of the coming judgment, some of the sober and watchful believers will be taken away. To the befuddled people, this should be a sign of Christ's coming. The two men in Matthew 24:40 must be brothers in Christ. The two women in verse 41 must be sisters in the Lord. This is indicated by verse 42, which tells us to watch, because we do not know on what day our Lord comes. Both watch therefore and your Lord prove that the two men and the two women in verses 40 and 41 are believers. The Lord would not charge unsaved people to watch, nor is he the Lord of the unsaved. To be taken means to be raptured before the great tribulation. This rapture is a sign of the Lord's coming. It is very interesting to see that the two men are working in the field and that the two women are grinding at the mill. Both working in the field and grinding are for eating. The worldly people study and work, and we also study and work. The worldly people, however, have been drugged, but we have not been drugged. Rather, we are simply fulfilling our duty to make a living. We maintain our existence in order to take the way of the cross to fulfill God's purpose. Our concern is not for our education, employment, or business. When some of the young people hear this, they may say, "How glad we are to hear this word. Let's not care any more for study or for work. Let us spend all our time praying and having fellowship with one another." Such an attitude is wrong. According to Matthew 24:40, the brothers were farming, and according to verse 41, the sisters were grinding. Grinding grain is very hard work. This indicates that we Christians should not take easy jobs. We need to work hard in order to make a living. The eating and drinking in verse 38 are worldly, but the farming and grinding in verses 40 and 41 are holy. If the ones taken were not doing something holy, they could not have been raptured. Sometimes the more certain sisters talk about being holy, the less holy they are. It is better for such sisters to spend more time cooking to serve excellent food to their husbands, their children, and those whom they give hospitality. The sisters who do this will be holy. Some sisters know how to have fellowship about being holy, but they do not know how to do a good job in their cooking. They always cook plain meals for their families, excusing themselves by saying that there is no need for them to waste time in cooking. But after a period of time, their husbands and children are discontent with such cooking. The more these sisters talk about being holy, the less holy their husbands and children become. We need more holy sisters to grind at the mill to produce fine flour. We are not drugged, but we do need to be properly nourished. The Lord Jesus certainly spoke this word with a definite purpose. He wanted to show us that as we wait for his coming and expect to be raptured, we must be very faithful in our daily duties. We need a properly balanced human life, not a life of monks who devote themselves to spiritual things and expect others to take care of them. It is the brothers working in the fields and the sisters grinding in the mills who will be raptured. Of the two men in the field, one is taken and the other is left. And of the two women grinding at the mill, one is taken and the other left. The reason for this is that there is a difference between them in the matter of life. I believe that the one taken is mature and that the one left is immature. The life makes the difference. The rapture of the overcomers, those who are mature in life, will be assigned to those who are left.